I didn't make fun. We just said it's a myth.
If Yeruchim has a shtickle, in Das Chachma Musar, if Yeruchim has a shtickle, I don't have, somebody has the Chiluk Rishon, I can't find the Chiluk Rishon. Is there a fisherman here now? It wasn't in the shell, but is there a fisherman up in the city? That if Yeruchim has a shtickle, in Das Chachma Musar, on the whole mitzvah's Bikurim, and in the shtickle he speaks about that which we spoke about this morning, and I want to be mayerch on a little bit as follows. If you think about the whole mitzvah bikurim, the end of the day, the mitzvah bikurim is to be makir toif tashem. That's the mitzvah bikurim, is to be makir zakoris toif tashem. But we make a whole procession. There's a whole serious procession. The mitzvah bikurim involves a whole procession. What's the procession of the mitzvah bikurim? So it says you take the bikurim. We should read together a little in the Rambam. I was learning last night, I was reading over the Rambams, what happens by Bikurim. First of all, they take the first fruits, and they take the first fruit, and when it first goes, what things are Mechoyim Bikurim, Rabbi Isai? What species? Which fruit?
From a tree.
Does anybody know? Zayin Minim. Zayin, all the Zayin Minim are Mechoyim Bikurim. And when the first fruit comes out, they tie a string around it. And then when it's grown, they bring it to Yerushalayim. When are Bikurim brought? When is this man for Bikurim, Rabbi Say? That's early. When is after Shavuos? Until when, Rabbi Say? Till Chanukah. Till Sukkot they do Kriya, the maybe Bikurim. Till Chanukah. From Shavuos till Chanukah, Bikurim can be brought. Till Sukkot when you can do Kriya. When you read Aram Yevidavi. That's Bikurim. When they bring the Bikurim, so Allah is the Bikurim. The Allah of Bikurim is that you have to take the Bikurim, you have to touch it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The Kayin touches the southwest corner. The Kayin and the Bailam also pick up. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. The Kayin and the Bailam also pick up the Bikurim together. They pick it up together. There's also Lina. We learned about this in Second Seder. There's something called Lina. The night after you bring Bikurim, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Called Lina. It's not to just bring it and run away. The impact had to sit in on you, so you have to stay over in Yerushalayim. When they went to bring up the Bikurim, there was a whole procession. People would go up to bring the Bikurim, and they also said Shira, every Bikurim. What Shira did they say? Anybody know what Shira they said by the Bikurim? What Shira did Levim say? What Shira we said the Bikurim were brought? Ari Mimcha Hashem Tidbilisani. I praise you, Hashem, you have lifted me up. So that was the Shira that was said. But Bikurim brought. There was Shira, there was a carbon that was not mandatory, it's not ma'akeh, but there's a carbon, you brought a shlamim together with the Bikurim. And when they came up, the halach is that if you're working, there's an erlichkeit, if you're working in business as for somebody, you're a worker, you're not allowed to be mevatel from your business for very many things. You're not allowed to be mevatel from your work. But the halach is for Bikurim, you're allowed to be mevatel. And the minig was that when the people would be oila, the people working would stop their work in its mutter, and they would stand up, they would greet the oilim, they would greet those being coming up to bring Bikurim. Because they were Isaac in the special mitzvah, and it was a whole procession, and made into a whole big thing. So he says, Rav Yeruchim says concerning Bikurim, something we spoke about this morning. He says, Eitzim ha'ila, la'adam li'yayim adin. He calls an Eitzah for Yom Adin for Hashanah Yom Kippur. Who sheyase esek midvarim ketanim? To make a big deal out of small things. At the end of the day, what are we doing, Rabbi? Say, you're bringing fruits and you're being makir tashem. To say, thank you, Hashem, for my fruits. And you make a whole taram. You take a whole procession. He's bringing fruits up. He's carrying a few. You have this big langa bird. And he's being island, he's going through Shalayim with a whole procession. People, Bali Umnis, there's the Chassidish procession I was describing this morning. The Bali Umnis, the people working are stopping, coming out to greet him, standing up, welcoming him. He's together with the kohen, raises it up, and touches the south. He's bringing up a couple of fruit, a chito, some wheat, some sairim. Zaktib Yeruchim, an Eitzim Ha'ila for an Adav Yom Adin, is to make an Eisik Midram Ketanim. To take small things and make it a Gansik Haram. Be'emes harizel yisaydi shekol ha-Torah kula. Zakta b'yuruch medas chach m'musa, this is the yisayd of kol ha-Torah kula. Kol inyan ha-bikur mu laharoz, she'enoi kofi toiv. Ve'oimer, Rashi says, ye'oimer, you say? Rashi at the beginning of the parasha. Ve'oimer lo, she'encha kofi toiv. You're announcing, I'm not a kofi toiv, I'm not somebody who doesn't appreciate chesed Hashem. K'mach kosev Rashi parashat kisavi, it makes such a whole hack, such a whole taram from such a thing. La'alis Yushalayma, to make him travel to Yushalayim. Lamid Bazar, picture when Reza Hashem, when Mashiach comes, carloads of Yidden traveling up Shavuos time to Yushalayim. Lamid Bazar, and to read the Parsha Bikurim. Hakol Rak Bishul Inyan Katazel Lahar Hashem Kafetoiv. This whole taram just to announce, I'm not a kovit, she'en ha-kovit toiv. Stay there, stay in the bedroom, she'en ha-kovit toiv. But he says, yisoy kol ha-tur, she'yas se'esik medvarim ketanim. Be'emes, it was b'ayni ma-tayri, he says, one who thinks about Torah, ak-tay, she'yera, she'kol yisoy da-tayra, the foundation of Torah, a'esik medvarim ketanim, is to be esik, to be involved in small things. He brings two stories of Chazal about Mesiras Nefesh of Chazal of the Amiraim on Dvarim Ketanim. He says, near you'll see Eich Shekol Askam, all their Eisek of Mesiras Nefesh of Chazal, Haktoisha Hoy al Dvarim Ketanim. Mishum Shezel Yisayda Teira, V'Yisayda Voidis Adam. V'Lefi Zeh Nuchal Isbainin Ad Kamar Anu Chayk Medar Gazu. Today we think the big asik, a big zach, if the guy's saving lives, if it makes the New York Times, mamisha, big zach, then he'll put big asakim. But Chazali says the yisayid of Tarkdosh is not the way, and small zach is to make a big asik. I always say over the Maisa, with Rabbi Per. Rabbi Per once wrote an article in the Jewish Observer about Rav Aaron Cutler's Rebbe. And he said a story, a very cute story with cookies, he said in the article. He wrote a cute story of Aaron and cookies. And a guy wrote a letter back to Aaron, dripping with hay, back to Raiper. Raiper read an anonymous letter, of course. An anonymous letter, a wimpy zech. Never ever Rabbi said write an anonymous letter to somebody. If you want to criticize me, you put your name to it. First of all, there are two reasons why it's never, never ever write an anonymous letter. It's a chutzpah. The following two reasons. First of all, you make the person feel paranoid. It's not Benad Mukhaveri. The person gets the letter, he now doesn't know who's attacking them. You make him paranoid. He has to suspect everybody in the world, maybe him, it's one. And two, is you don't, it's unfair shock. Give him a chance to answer. If you believe to criticize, put your name to it. An anonymous letter is a very, Revolbus, Yossi Thomas quite upset. Once got an anonymous letter in his yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was very upset about it. I told Yossi, for years I held this way. An anonymous letter is a very cruel, it's not a needless thing. You have a taina, and somebody write him a letter. Yitaka should write a letter if you have a taina. And put your name to it. Express, I want to tell you. Good to you. If you're not gutsy enough to put your name, then don't write the letter. Kitzur Advarim, but I pick an anonymous letter dripping with hate, a terrible letter attacking him. And he said, we don't want to hear about Rav Aaron, the cookie monster. He was ripping, you say like small stories about Rav Aaron. Tell us the big stuff. Rip right there, you write a story about the small stories of Rav Aaron, about cookies and zachen. We want to hear the big stuff, his big atzola for Klal Yisrael, all his big work, the ideas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Don't tell about the little stuff. And Rabbi Yerucham says, not that way. Rabbi Yerucham says, Yisoy Kol HaTorah is last is an asik in the small stuff. The Yisoyed of Aliyah and the Yisoyed of Kol HaTorah, Rabbi Yerucham says. He learns from this whole mice of the Kura, bringing the little cookies. Bikurim's the little cookies that you're bringing up to Yishalayim, the chita, little wheat. The whole mice of Bikurim, the whole taram, is that bringing some little cookies. And the Yisoyed of Godless is to make an asik from Dvarim Ketanim. To do it with a fervor, to do it with a feeling, to do it with a kavanas aleif, to do it with a geshmak. That's what he says. The yisoy kol ha-Torah kula, and he says fakert. He says our chesaron and smallness is the only interest in the big actions. I once got a strange call. Somebody once called me and asked. I was There's a Yid I know who's a very big Askin in Klal Yisrael. He does a lot of big things for Klal Yisrael. So somebody called me, they know I know this Askin. They asked me, they always dreamed of being a big Askin. They dreamed of being a big Askin for Klal Yisrael. So they wanted to know like how I think this person set himself up to become such a big Askin. Everybody dreams of being Makariv the Velt, of running all he wants. Everybody wants to run the big school, whatever they want to do, like be the big Zachin, be the big donor and support all the yeshivas in America. Everybody wants to be the big thing. That's not where Godless is created. Godless, greatness is created from the person who cares about the small thing. A guy wants to be a big ask and care about the small zach. You want to change the world, affect one person. Affect one person, one small thing. The Erech Dvarim Katanim. Rav Aaron was Rav Aaron because of a series of stories about cookies. That's why he's Rav Aaron. Because on the small mice, he was Mashkiach. He was careful on every small mice, on the Dvarim Katanim. That's how Godless is created. On the big stuff, we say there. The big stuff's almost easy. Anybody can, and the big moment when he's on the grand stage and it's in public eye, and the big story, he saved, he went to Russia's Makar of the world. It's good Zachin. But it's on the Godless is the concern on the small meisim. And the Yerucham says, Shekot Lefizel, we could be mispain how far away from this darga, all the asics only on big Zachin. I spoke about this morning, is lighting, when the guy lights in their Hanukkah, he's alone in his house. He's maybe with his wife, maybe his kids, maybe just himself, maybe he's a bachur alone right in their Hanukkah. To give chashivas to the Dvarim Ketanim, supposed Dvarim Ketanim. He's lighting one licht, it's the first night, to give it a chashivas, to prepare before, to learn the halachis before, to go up with a seriousness, to go up with a gishmak that he's lighting the Ner Hanukkah, Tzivay Hashem, to give an erech to Dvarim Ketanim. He says, that our definition, Imamish addresses this guy who wrote the letter to right parent. Because he says our definition of a tzaddik is big actions. Imamish says the Musa tzaddik shalonu, he says, we don't see a tzayuch v'chi of lamed al dvarim katanim. He says, what happens to me is people are mezalzel the small things, the machmas hazilzel b'dvarim miskatnim, because of a zilzel in small things, achala atlat dvarim oim demushaloi demal mezalzel them. Till little by little, the person is mezalzel in big zachim. Nasin loi kemoistra samidus chasidus. He treats things like it's, those are frumkai in Bauma. V'lechena eitza yuatz aladim ilasis esit medvarim katanim lachshivam v'larichon shemetoychach advarim misroim metzloi umakir kol dover dovers kol dover mekub mekabel tzuras ayamitis ve'eitza zu yilamin adim iparshis bikurim. He says in the house of the melech there are no small meisim. Yeah. Rabbi Yerucham is very mayrich on this point. He goes on at this point. Suffice to say, I think we spoke about it this morning. Just being myself now, I wanted to, Rabbi Yerucham, I felt it's Siyat Nishmaya. You always find Siyat Nishmaya. Rabbi Yerucham, on our parish, I choose to bring it out, so I felt to be remagnishit. This Nekudu, Rabbi, I said, I'm doing a mitzvah with chashivas. I'm not chaplapping a mitzvah. You get up, you say a bracha, to say it slowly. You have chashivas to make an erech of dvarim katanim. He calls it, Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz, who understood life, calls it the Yisoy Kol HaTar Kula. Let us be mechazik, Rabbi Yisoy, to be chsidish in this inyan. Let us all become chsidish yidin. When the next time you do a maise mitzvah, the next maise to do with a geshmak, with a lebedekai, with a bren, doing a slow oifen, a joyous oifen, to take the mitzvah and squeeze it out, mamish let the mitzvah be kurim. The mitzvah kurim, one mitzvah to say, ein chokav etoiv, and our whole taram is made, we're supposed to learn from it. In the mitzvahs bikurim, so it says the guy, the person bring up the bikurim, takes the reishis pri adama, and he comes to the kohen asher yavo yameim, and he says, we got the land in Eretz Yisrael, And he goes back and he says a whole parsha, Arami Yavid Avi. Yaakovina, my father, was worked by Lavan. Vayered Mitzrayim, and Lavan wanted to kill him. Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayered Hashem, Sevan, they went to Mitzrayim. And we became large. And then the Mitzrayim beat us up. And we cried out to Hashem, and Hashem took us out. And he took us out of Mitzrayim with such miracles, wondrous miracles. And now I'm on Eretz Yisrael. And now I have a piece of property on Eretz Yisrael. And I'm so appreciative to this people, Sweet. The guy has a piece, has a cookie. He has a little cookie. And he says to Rabbeinu Shlom, there's a history here. The Rabbeinu Shlom, let me go all the way back to my Ovis. My Elta Zayda Yankovinu was worked by love, and love wanted to kill him, love tried to destroy him. And Baruch Hashem, thanks to you, Chesed Hashem, he emerged from there. Then we went down to Mitzrayim, we had more tzaris, Mitzrayim, Vayanunu, Vayitnu, Lena, Vayda Kasha. The Mitzrayim started oppressing us. And Baruch Hashem, thanks to Yad HaChazok, we got out of that. And then you brought us with miracles, Teretz Yisrael, and you gave me this piece of land. The Yisayid of Akaras HaTov, Rabbi says details. This is the parish of Akaras HaTov. Everyone knows that this is something we speak about day and night, in the Akaras HaTov. And this is the parish of Akaras HaTov. And the Yisayid of Akaras HaTov's details is not to generalize. A person who's not regular Akaras HaTov says, thank you Hashem, it's great. That's not Akaras HaTov. The Nekud of Akaras HaTov is specifics. I'm yoyed to details. I'm yoyed to what must have gone into that. That's Akaras HaTov, it's details. The word Akaras HaTov doesn't mean a thank you. The word Akaras HaTov means the Makir Toiv. I recognize all the details. Rabbi de Miller used to get upset at people who don't know how many teeth they have. He said, how can you have proper Akaras HaTov? You don't even know how many teeth to have Akaras HaTov for. Now thank you for teeth. You have a lot of teeth. One, two, three. Yeah, the tooth. She have a curse of time. He used to get upset. So you call yourself a Ben Toyer. You don't know how many teeth you have? The victim used to get upset. The Ben Toyer. Daniel told him, how many teeth does somebody have? You'd see how many teeth. What?
26.
No, don't limit the amount of teeth.
Is it bad if you get the teeth taken out?
I'm sorry? The Saif Yom, Rav Igdon Miller said, it's not bad, it happens. Rav Igdon Miller, when he was, the Saif Yom is, what? I remember 32, but I'm afraid to say, that's what I remember. The Kitzer, Rav Igdon Miller, the Saif Yom, went to the hospital, and the person gave him a container for his teeth. He said, I'm not giving you my teeth. He was 94. 92, 94, and he said, I was Makir Toiv every day for each one. Hashem was not going to take them away from me. He had every tooth. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Miller said. I don't know, people do lose their teeth out of Jaisalish. Rabbi Miller said, but they gave him a container, his grandson sent over the Meisel, to collect his teeth beside him when he's in the hospital. He had every tooth. He said, I was Makir Toiv for everyone. Hashem's not taking it away. But the kids are out by Kursa Toiv is details. It's details to appreciate the specifics. It's not a general thank you. Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice. You don't know details. We mark you every detail. That's the Yisod Kars Toiv. The person here by Bikurim, which is the mitzvah, She'incha Kofi Toiv, where the person is announcing, I'm not Chas Hashom, Kofi Toiv. I'm not, so he doesn't appreciate details. He goes through every specific ma'aseh. The Bach says as follows. We say in Brachas in the morning, we say, Shaloy Asani Goy, Shaloy Asani Ovid, Shaloy Asani Isha. So the Bach asks, why do we say for Lashon Shlila? Why do we say in the negative, Shaloy Yasani Goy, Shaloy Yasani Av, Shaloy, say in the positive. Instead of Shaloy Yasani Goy, Shasani Yisrael, Shaloy Yasani Ish, Shaloy Yasani Ish, Shasani Ish, Shaloy Yasani Av, Shasani Ben Chayrin. Say it in the positive. Why do you say Lashon Shlila? Huh? Good. I know that he could have made me up, but I'm thankful what he did make me. What am I thanking Hashem that he didn't make me a Goy? Why am I thanking Hashem he didn't make me a Goy? What?
It's better.
According to many Rishonim, Avraham Avinu was a guy. So when I say Shaloy Sani Goy, I'm saying Hashem, I'm not Avraham Avinu. No, it means Avraham. Shaloy Sani Goy means Avraham. If Avraham was a guy, it's Machlokes Rishonim. If Avraham was a guy, Shaloy Sani Goy, Shaloy Sani Isha definitely includes Sarei Menu. Shaloy Sani Isha, Sarei Menu. I wouldn't say Sarei is pretty good. What I mean is, as a pashup shot, this is not for women, this is not for kiruv. People like Shaloy Yasani Isha, it's like a political thing. Shaloy Yasani, this is not just because out there we have to emphasize it to the world. We say we don't make it later, we're prejudiced against ladies. Shaloy Yasani Isha, you didn't make me sorry, Menu. She was pretty good. She was a Nevi'ah. In our most Kedusha thought we have on the Elo, like once in our lifetime, our best Yom Kippur, doesn't match her thought, her worst thought, of like maybe her worst thought, or some of her lower moments of her life. It doesn't like, sorry, Menu. What it means is Pashup Shat is obvious because Goy includes Avram if you hold these a Goy. Isha includes Sarah. Evan includes Eliezer, Evan Avram. Shaloyasani, Ovid, Eliezer, Evan Avram. Eliezer Avram, Nukola Torah Kula, was Avram's biggest Talmud, besides Sarah maybe. Shaloyasani Ovid. What it means, Pashup Shat, this is like the simple Shat, is I appreciate the mitzvahs that I have. Lemais, I have more mitzvahs than Avram, I appreciate all the mitzvahs I have. So say Shasani Yisrael, which says, I appreciate the mitzvah of an Ish has. Why, Belosh, I didn't make me that. I appreciate, you're appreciating the mitzvahs. You're being mekabel oila mitzvah, and you're appreciating the mitzvahs. That's simply what it means. I appreciate the mitzvah of Avram in this aspect. I'd love to be Avram. In this aspect, that I have more mitzvahs, Shaloya Sani Goy, that I have more mitzvahs, Shaloya Sani, we have more mitzvahs, we're appreciating we have more mitzvahs. That's what it means. Simple chat. We're not disparaging ladies. It would make sense. It's disparaging, sorry, man. Means we're appreciating the more mitzvahs that we have.
Why
don't
you just have a bracha that
says... Also, say it in the positive. So you don't know why the Lashon say, thank you for the mitzvahs. Good, that's a good kasha. That's a very strong kasha. But even if you say Shasani Yisrael means the mitzvah, does mean the mitzvahs, say the Lashon positive, Shasani Yisrael, which means the mitzvah. Why? But you didn't make me this. You didn't make me this, which has less mitzvahs. You did make me this. Zok the Bach, because if you would say, what's the first one? The Aloch is this, the Aloch L'maisa B'Yisai. Let's say a guy spaces out in the morning, and before he says Shaloy Asani Go, he says Shaloy Asani Ovid. What does he do now, Rabbi Isai? He can't go back to Shaloy Asani Go. If he said Shaloy Asani Ovid, could be he should hear from somebody else and answer him in. Why can't he go back, as he? Because it doesn't make any sense. Because if he said Shaloy Asani Go, he's saying, thank you for the mitzvahs that I have more than a Go. Shaloy Asani Ovid, thank you for this, I have more than an Evid. Shaloy Asani should thank you for all the mitzvahs, I have more than a lady. It's Bechlal Masayman, it's already included. It wouldn't make sense to go back. Halach is, you don't go back, you have to hear from somebody else. It's already Bechlal Masayman. I was zoy that he doesn't go back, because it's Bechlal Masayman. So if you would say Shasani Yisrael, in those words would include that he's a man, not a lady, that he's Yisrael, not an Evid. It's included in Shasani Yisrael. It's all Bechlal. Shasani Yisrael would include, there's no way of saying Shaloy Asani Goy. How do you say in the past of Shaloy Asani Goy, Shasani Yisrael? Shasani Yisrael will be Mashmam, not an Evid. It will be Mashmam, not a Ben Chayun. Yeah. Is there a Lashon? I don't know. Is there a Lashon you could have picked? There'll only be Mashmam, a man, and that. That the Bach says, I would have said Shasani Yisrael, that would have been the best Lashon, and that would include Shaloy, it would include the others already. So Givaldo Garay say, so why say, we always try to rule, Bracha Shein Tzricha. You say the less brachas, the better. So we say this, say Shasani Yisrael, boom. And the answer is that Akaras HaTov is details. The brachas are Akaras HaTov. Akaras HaTov is details. The details has to be in all the things that includes. Being all these mitzvahs means I could have gotten this. There are plenty of goyim who don't have mitzvahs. Only Zion mitzvahs. So I appreciate I have the first more than seven. Then there are plenty of people who are Isha, who have only a little more mitzvahs. Eved and Isha. So I have to go in every detail to what I have. It's not I have it, Givaldo. Details, appreciate with the details. This person is going back to all history. This guy who has some fruits. Eat your fruits. Eat your chitim. Eat your zeisim. Eat your anavim. The guy eats his grape and goes to a whole history story. Akaras HaTov includes details. That's the aside of Akaras HaTov, to appreciate details. Yeah, I like to give the marshal when you eat somebody's house, which is a great meal. Thank for some details. Now, to go through the whole meal, they're going to... Mishnah Ramah, you got to be normal also. Okay? To go through the whole meal, he's going to say, thank you. I saw you made the potato kugel. I'm sure that meant you grated the potato. Should, on your own wife, you should know it, that the person grated potatoes and went, all the things that went into it. Excuse me. But zichr, to thank the person's specifics. Because that's the study of our study. So at least pick, I usually advise, but I'm not coming for Hilchus etiquette. I'm coming more each person to figure it out. But to at least that person, I'll tell you this Mechai that he notices details. There's a fascinating thing. I'll tell you a Malbim. The Malbim says a B'derech Drush. I never said over this Malbim before. It says a B'derech Drush. There's something I want to bring out of this Malbim. The halacha is, it says, one of the halachas of Bikurim is it has to be brought in a basket. And it says the Kohen takes the penne miyadecha from your hands. A simple kash on the pasuk. This Nayim's going home, you'll need a vert for your family. This vert you'll like for your family. Moshe, you'll need to say a vert. Your parents can ask you for a vert. It doesn't do it about Torah. It says you bring the bikurim in a basket, and v'lochach ha-kayin atenem miyadecha. The kayin takes the basket from your hand. Let me find the pasuk. Pasuk Dalit. The Lover Ten Miyadecha, the Nichot Neim Zeich Hashem Alkech, and he puts it in front of his Zeich, he touches the seller's corner. Rabbi say, the Kohen takes the Ten Miyadecha from your hand. No kidding, where else did he take it from? From your mouth? He's taking the basket. It says, bring a basket, and the Kohen takes the basket. Why does he have to say the word Miyadecha from your hand? The Kohen takes the basket. What?
Sure that the guy doesn't put it down, he just hands it straight over.
So he takes it from you. But you see, from your hands. So the truth is, Chazal Darshan from your Miyadecha. There's an Indian of Tnufa to raise it up. Miyadecha is from your hand. He taka raise it together like in your hand. So we learn from here, Tnufa, rather. That is true. But Zakta Malb Mariz Gipshat. The Allah is, this is the Gemara, this is how we paskin. The Allah is, the Aniyim and Ashir bring different baskets. Everybody doesn't bring the same basket. Ashirim used to bring, I should say the Allah, this is the minute, you'll see what the Allah is in a second. Ashirim used to bring gold baskets. It was beneath their dignity to bring cheap baskets. They brought fancy gold baskets. The Aniyim brought baskets made out of Aravos, made out of Arava. They wove together a basket made out of an Arava. So the Lokach HaKayin HaTenem Yadecha means, the Kayin takes the Tenem Yadecha, means as follows. The rule is by the Aniyim, he brought cheap baskets, the Kayin would keep the basket. He would keep it. By Ashirim, he would give back the basket. It's an expensive basket, you want it back. So Pashup Shat, you learn, you see, for the Ashir is a rich guy, so he put a rich basket to give back to him. He doesn't want to give it to you. The only he doesn't care is basket's cheap, so you keep it. Expression, the rich get richer. And the Ani loses his basket. Zakta Malbim, the emes it's the matana for the Ani. The emes it's the schar of the Ani. The Ani who made it himself, the rich guy bought it, there was no amelus to making the basket. He went out, he got a hold of a gold basket. The Ani, Vibalti was Mesa Nefesh, for him he doesn't have any money. And he made himself the basket, his basket itself also has Kedusha, Zakta Malbim. So he says, Taishas in the Pasuk, this is the up Taishas in the Pasuk. The Lokach HaKayin HaTenet, you know why he takes the basket? Miyadecha, because it came from his hands. Because it came from Maisi Yadayim, Miyadecha, from his work. Miyadecha means from his hands, from the work of his hands. The Kayin takes the basket, you know why? Miyadecha, because it came from his hands. Because he worked for it. He was Amal and it's more precious to Hashem. Amol, you have a brilliant guy who's Mechadish Kedushim, he has Svarim piled up. A guy's an Ilui, he knows Shas Baal Peh, he's a Zad, Mas Goin. You have another guy who's working so hard, he's struggling to get Rashi. He breaks his head, Epis, maybe you'll understand the line of the Gemara, and he sits by Seder, it's going Shver. The Rebbeinu, the Lokach HaKayin HaTenei, you know why? Miyadecha, because there was work there, it was Maisi Yadayim. The one who came, Unken Arbit. Without work, the kind you can take, you can keep your basket. It's gold, it's silver, it's shas, it's puskin, it's all glorious. Take it back. Enjoy your basket. Bring it back. Wherever you came from, take it back. Enjoy. You came with it, take it back. That's not halig. That's not kaddish. The lokach hakayin atenem atene. But whose tene? Whose basket does the kind take? Whose basket? The halacha is there a mitzvah? The kind should keep the basket. Miyadecha. It came from your Arabic, it came from your work. That's the tenet that's Hekdesh, that's Kaidish Kedoshim. That's the tenet the Kohen keeps. That tenet takas Kedushas, the Bikurim. The same Kedusha the Eilge Bikurim have, that tenet also has that Kedusha. Because Miyadecha was your Arabic. Yeah, what would be the Allah if a rich person makes his own, basically?
I mean,
if
he
can get it from his hands.
L'chayu, the rich person will also get schar for his misuse nefesh and money. He's hidu mitzvah, zekei livan veyu. He spent money to do it. Get it? But the time he yet, Yitzi's like trouble, the poor rich guy. Yeah,
Takas. Why can't he make a
nothing wrong with being rich. It's taka true. Yeah. He wants to know, could the guy add a gold? Yeah, Zichri can. The Torah is bringing out this lesson, you see. This is the message of the mitzvah. Certainly the rich guy should hear this message also. And he should work for his thing. Amola, you hear, we're speaking about the Erech Hadran Ketanim. I hear of a person, he hires somebody to put up a sukkah. Does the Fashtei, this, he didn't learn this pasuk, you see. He didn't learn, I don't get the guy's a multi-zillionaire. Your work brought it, that's the ten I want. So I attack the rich guys and should also learn from this. You want to know, Lemaisa, what would the halacha be? The rich guy makes his own, will the kohen take it? I don't know the halacha. Mistavifi, he tells the kohen to take it, they'll take it. But the din to take it is only by the poor guys, and is to bring out this message. It's clear the message of this halacha, the kohen takes the ten and miyadecha, because it came from your arbit, because it's precious and it's hektish, it's from your work. There's a bomb kasha when the aloch, just to teach them some basic alochas. We shouldn't be amirats, and you know, it's not a good thing. It's very bad to be an amirats. So, Rabbi said, I say this many times, but yeah, I want to add some alochas. Even I don't know if I told any of this. The first part I told you. Meiser, let's get the Meiser. Every single year of the Shemitah cycle, year 1 through 6, year 7, everything's Hefker. From Hefker, there's no Chiyah, Shumas and Meisers. But year 1 through 6, you bring every year Truma. What? How much do you take off Truma, Rabbi Say?
1/30.
It's Midaraisi, you could take off a mashu, smallest amount, kernel. Midarabanan, it's advisable for a giving person takes off 50th. For a stingy guy takes off 1/60th. And a more giving guy takes off 1/40. That's 1/40. Every year of this Shemitah cycle, you take off Truma. Who does Truma go to, Rabbi Say? My son, when Yaakov was little, my wife was taking off challah, and she threw it in the garbage. She's like, the minute we burn it, we throw it out. So my son, like once, and he heard on tapes that challah goes to the kohen. So once in the middle of no place, he asked me, did the kohanim live in the garbage? You want to know? You know what a kohen was? He was little. He said, the kohanim live in the garbage. It was an animal or something. Like the challah throw it in the garbage. The Gitzah Advarim is Truma goes to the Kohanim. Maaserishin is what year? Year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Every year you take a Maaserishin. How much is Maaserishin? A tenth. Who does Maaserishin go to? A Levi. Don't take it away from me. Goes to a Levi. You first take off Truma, a tenth of what's remaining. After you take off Truma, a tenth of what's left, you take off Maaserishin. Then Maaserishin. Now, what? Now there's two things. Maaserishin and Truma every year. The next thing depends on the year. There's Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani, which rotate. Maisa Sheni, what do you do with Maisa Sheni, Rabbi Say? You bring to Shalayim and you eat it there. Maisa Ani, what do you do with it? Maisa Ani, you give to that name. What year is Maisa Sheni? What year is Maisa Ani? What? Say what year is one more time? Years 3 and 6 go to Maaser Ani. Years 1, 2, 4, 5 are Maaser Sheni. No. 1, 2, 4, 5 is Maaser Sheni. Years 3, 6 are Maaser Ani. Now, got that? You have to know that for life. Amaratz is us, sir. 1, 2, 4, 5. We should write a booklet of all the things that we're doing towards not being Amaratz. We should write them down. We don't forget them. As you remember for life, Maaser Sheni is when? Years 1, 2, Maaser Ani is year. I'll wake you up in a few weeks, middle of the night, you'll be able to say that? No. So memorize it. Kitzur Advarim, now there's something called beer, Zman HaBir. The halach is, at what point do I have to take off Chumas and Maises by? Granted, I can't eat the food, but at what point, so I leave stuff around, that's Tevel. Tevel is before Chumas and Maises were taken off. At what point do I have to take off Chumas and Maises, Rabbi Sayyid? By what point do I have to take off Chumas and Maises? What?
It's the first mission.
That's next year. By when do you have to take off Chumas and Maaser? It's not the first mission. That's saying Rosh Hashanah, just saying what the chesh, you're supposed to have a Maaser from this. That's just supposed
to. You can't take off.
No, that's not what it's saying. You have to take off from produce of that year.
I can have produce.
I can take off. I produce of that year. 10 years later, I can take off. I have a whole stock. In America, they have stock, the storage has 2002 fruits. So that they take from those fruit on that year. By when do you have to take off Chumas and Maaser? It's called Zman HaBir. This week's Parsha Baisa, Adam should know. So from now on, you'll know. Zman Abir is the fourth year and the seventh year. By the fourth year, Pesach, all the fruits of the first 3 years of Shemitah cycle must be taken off, all the Trumas and Isis. Zman Abir. By the fourth year, Pesach. And by the seventh year. At those 2 points, all Trumas and Isis in the previous must be taken off. Now, when the guy takes off. What? Also, you have to take it off. You're mechuyav to take off Trumas and Isis by then. You're zayiv l'lav. It's mana beer. It's over a lav by that point. Is there a lav where it's only an assay? It's a chiyuv to take off of that. I'm not sure if it's a lav. I should have said that. Is it a lav? I think it might be a lav. I'm not sure if it's a lav. The sure it's an assay. So even a beer if it doesn't take off then. Tovah is no chiyuv. It's mana beer. It must be taken off by then. So the pasuk says there's a vidui that a guy said when he took when he did beer. He said to Hashem, "Biarti akodesh min abayis. I have taken off. I've gotten rid of hektish from my house. I've taken off shuvas and maisers. I gave it to the Levi, to the ger, to the yasim, to the almana. K'chol mitzvay sechesh and tzivisani. Like all the commands that you commanded to me. V'le'avarti mitzvay sech. I wasn't over. V'le'y shachachti. I didn't forget. It's a lot of repetition. I did it. I wasn't over. I didn't forget. So Rashi's bar. What's all the success of l'shoinus? I did what you said." What's these Lashonis? I wasn't over, I didn't forget, I was Mekayim. So Rashi says a drush on each one. On the where it says V'loy shachachti, Zok Rashi, what does it mean I didn't forget? Mi levarechecha al afroshes maisris. From making a bracha on maisris. I didn't forget to make a bracha. As frek the alam mefarshe Rashi, the Ramban, if I'm not mistaken, asked on the spot. Rashi says, I didn't forget to ask a bracha on a frosh's meiser. We learned yesterday about a bracha's midaraisa or midavanan. What are the only two brachas midaraisa? So what does the guy mean? What does the guy mean? I didn't forget. It's a pasuk. Zok Rashi the taishi the pasuk. I made a bracha. Did I mechuyav to make a bracha midaraisa? V'lo shachachti. I didn't forget. Zok Rashi to make a bracha. How can that be pshat in the pasuk? How can Rashi learn pasuk pshat? I didn't forget to make a bracha when you have a chuyv in a bracha. So Rashi shechachti from making a bracha on a frosh's maizrus. So the Sifzei Chaim brings levarechacha pirush shabechacha v'erecha beis a frosh's maizrus. Izok the shlah kaddish. I saw a quote. I didn't see it in the shlah. But this is how clear the Sifzei Chaim is learning also. The midaraisa, you're not mechuyav the nusach habracha. Baruch ato Hashem lekevim al chaylom shakol mi avdvarei. We're in a mitzvah. Asher kidshani b'mitzvayis mitzvano laf on a fresh is meiser al fresh al a fresh is meiser laf fresh or al a fresh. The bracha you make what? The brachas, the nusach habracha is not the raisa, but zot the shalach hakadosh. The etzem din to thank Hashem is a chiyav the raisa. Hagam we say brachas are not the raisa, that means the nusach habracha. But the chiyuv to mishabeach Hashem, the chiyuv the raisa. Velach a pasuk, this pasuk. Rashi learns v'loy shachachti means I made a bracha. Vayis tais the chiyuv to mishabeach Hashem. The nusach, the way we do, it's only the rabbanon. But the chiyuv to give abundance of thanks to Hashem l'shabeachcha v'erecha for the chesed of having these sivuyim is the chiyuv the raisa. As I state the Shlach Kaddish and the Pashup Shad and Rashi, Velashachachim Levarich, from blessing, from thanking you, Hashem, for the schus of doing this mitzvah. I wouldn't mean, I didn't forget, I don't chiv the Raisa. There is a chiv the Raisa. Zok the Shalom is a chiv the Raisa to Mishavach Hashem, just not with the Nusach. The Nusach Abrach is only the Rabbanon. So that's what the Shlach Kaddish says. Yeah. Vemis, I don't want to. It's already. I'm over time, it's against the rules. So 2 more minutes. It's the in Akaras HaTayiv, so one of my favorite psukim in Akaras HaTayiv, and the Medrash of our parasha brings it at the beginning of Kisavli. It's a pasuk in Kehelas. It's a pasuk that to me is like is from the Yisoidus of Akaras HaTayiv. The pasuk says there's a minig amongst people. Tell me if this Yitzi, tell me this sounds remote. Daniel, tell me this sounds familiar to you. You ever went to camp, Daniel? In every camp, the minig is to say, and the medrash, the beginning of this parasha, the parasha of Akaras HaTayiv. Every parasha of Akaras HaTayiv, because the whole Torah is Akaras HaTayiv. But this parasha is like specific, Bikurim is the mitzvah of Akaras HaTayiv specifically, Yavi. In a camp, Daniel, The minhag is every year spoken about. People speak. It's a minhag of camps. Last year was so gewaldig, the old days. The old days of Dora Golden. Remember, Color War back then used to be gewaldig. The basketball team back then, in the Beis Medrash, the yeshiva. The yeshiva in the old days used to be so, I remember, the old days were so gewaldig. Amolga Titan. The old times. The old days. It used to be a family goes on a trip. They spend the trip talking the last time they went on this trip. Oh, remember last time? Instead of appreciating now, and it's the Atzei Yetzer, because the most important thing in the world is to thank Hashem. The most important mitzvah is the Yetzer Hara gets. Talk about last time. And if you'd rewind to last time, you'd rewind to Yenna Kalu, where they were speaking about the last Kalu also. Don't worry. They weren't talking about then. The Yetzer Hara gets. Just don't appreciate. Talk about anything with us. Don't appreciate now. Don't appreciate now. Now it's gefarious. Just remember what used to be. Remember when we went. The old days. That's mamish the mid of a coffee toy. The Medrash brings the pasuk. The Medrash in this parsha, the Medrash, I have a right to quote it. The Medrash says the pasuk. Al toyim I don't say. Mahayu, what is it? Shayama yushayno yutayv meila. That the old days used to be better. If a Stainish, why were the old days better? Why was Heller's basketball team better back then? I don't understand. The old days, it used to be so gewaldig. It's the Atzei. Because it's not born from wisdom, you're asking this. You think it's an intelligent question. You think it's like a... It's my view of the thing. It used to be so gewaldig. Why is that? It's cool Atzei Yetzer. It's all Atzei Yetzer, not that you're Mimaka Toiv, to be a Kofi Toiv. And the aside of this week's parish is Akaris Atoiv, to Mimaka Toiv Hashem. But Amarta She'encha Kofi Toiv, I'm not a Kofi Toiv. Appreciate the present. Forget about, appreciate the past also, but when the past is used not to appreciate the present, what is it? It used to be so gewaldig. I don't understand. Gevaldig now, Abi. This yeshiva is better than ever it was. Kalur is better, Lahavdil better than ever it was. The basket in Lahavdil, Elif Abdul is better than ever it was. And it's Gevaldig now. It's Gevaldig right here now. You make it tough here now. You go on a trip, appreciate the trip here now. You don't need a trach about the other trip. You said the other trip was Gevaldig also, but now it's Gevaldig. Don't let yesterday make you not appreciate now. And yeah, appreciate now, and also appreciate yesterday. It's gevald of you also, but the Yitzhara gets you to use yesterday not to appreciate now. I'll tell him I don't say, what is it? A Rizaga, you say, Nakarza type, to appreciate the present. We thank you, Shmizaycha, to fill this mitzvah, it's Meluya, it's fullness of Nakarza type. I apologize that we didn't get to the rest of the parasha. One more shot, stop. Thank you.